Yesterday we learned the Gemara that there's a din, a person has to be Mavis Sedr Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum, and the Tosfos Yontov's commentary on the bottom of the Rosh, he quotes three opinions from the Achrayim, exactly how one is supposed to organize the Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum. There's one opinion that you should do Pasuk by Pasuk. Another opinion that's that you do Parsha by Parsha, that you go from a Psucha to a Stuma, from a Stuma to a Psucha, and so on. And then he quotes a third opinion, which he doesn't think is correct at all. That's the one that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky toys with. He likes that idea, that you should do first Mikra, and then the Targum, and then do the Mikra a second time. So that the second time you do the Mikra, you've already done the Targum, so you understand the Mikra better. So the Tosfos Yontov thinks that that's not correct. And he says that there were those who misread the Levush. As having said that, so he says the Levush didn't say that. The Levush was talking about B'dieved. The Levush talks about the people who can't find time to be Mavis Sedra. So they do the Mikra once and the Targum once, and then as the Balkari is laning the whole Parsha, so they mumble along under their breath with the Balkari, the Mikra, a second time. So Levush says that B'dieved, that's Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum. He says the first Mikra was before the Targum, the second Mikra was after the Targum, and the Targum was in the middle. So he says the Levush doesn't recommend it. He says that B'dieved, you yotzei like that. But he says more correct is that you do the Targum after doing the Mikra twice. He doesn't think that that's correct, that that should be recommended l'chatzil. That's why Rabbi Yanka Kamenetsky in his Sefer HaChumash likes that suggestion, that you should do Mikra, Targum, and Mikra a second time.
And if you don't do any of these three ways, then no one says you're okay?
Rav Soloveitchik said, he knew Gdolim who did the whole Parsha. They did the whole Parsha twice, and then they did the Targum once.
So
about,
you know, Mishnah Berurah and the whole Gdolim, man. They used to each sort of parsha, which was like like it was talking about corporate fantasy. They do all the pesukim and the corporate fantasy. They do the pirush from the trash, and then you would go to all the mikra. We do about pasuk.
Okay.
So wait, the one he disapproves of, that whole sedra mikra, whole sedra targum, whole sedra mikra. Would he also disapprove of pasuk mikra?
The Levush says that for the Yevid, that's good.
Right, and the Levush says that the Yevid doesn't like that.
He doesn't like that. He doesn't think that that's anyone would recommend that lachatchila v'shnayim mikra v'echad targum to do mikra targum mikra.
He would disapprove of it even if it's pasuk by pasuk.
Yeah. He thinks he should do the twice mikra first and then the targum after the twice mikra. So the Levush never meant to recommend it lachatchila. Okay. What does Gemara quote on Chesam and Beis? Rabbi Shua Malevi gave three instructions to his children. Gedamlu, Rabbi Shua Malevi, Libnei. What are the three things? One thing he told them is they should be Mavis Sedra, Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum. Number two, Hizor Bevreden Kereb Yudah. The Bevreden are the big veins. When you salt flesh in order to remove the dam, or if you broil the flesh in order to remove the dam, so we assume that this will succeed in removing the blood from the capillaries. The blood in the big veins, you're not going to be able to remove. That's what we were talking about, the Korban Pesach. So the Rambam says you have to cut out all of the chutei hadam. You can't broil it, rosh val krov al kibbeh with the chutei hadam, it'll make everything treif. The broiling doesn't take out that dam yet. So Rabbi Yehuda says, when you shecht an ov, strictly speaking, it's good enough if you shecht the kana alone, or the Beishit alone, but he says, since it's a common practice to broil the whole chicken altogether, so he says you should be careful to cut the vreden. Cutting the vreden is not part of the Hilchos Shechita. Cutting the kana or the Beishit is the Shechita. Cutting the vreden is the issue of dam. Because since it's common, so Leo Kula Ke'echot, Rashi quotes from the Gemara Chula, since it's common to broil the whole chicken altogether, so there's going to be a problem of dam. Then the third thing that Rabbi Shimon Levi told his children is that they should be mechabed at Talmud Chacham even if he forgot all of his learning, similar to the Shiva Luchas, which were Menachem Baran, together with the Luchas. Yeah. What does the Gemara quote this? Because there was one of the Chachamim who was busy all year long learning whatever he was learning, but then he decided that in Erev Yom Kippur he'll catch up. and all of the Shnai Mikra Echad Targum that he hadn't done all year long. Yeah, the there's a little sefer Chilufi Hamenog B'Shebein B'nei Eretz Yisrael B'nei B'nei Bava. The Marshal and Chulin has the whole sefer. It's one page in the Marshal. The whole thing is one page long. Big pages in the Yom Shel Shlomo. And so one of the Chilufi Menhagim that he that it's written by one of the Goanim. So one of the Chilufi Menhagim is that in Eretz Yisrael. They would take approximately three and a half years to make a siyam on all the parshios, and they would only have Simchas Torah once every 3.5 years, sometimes in the winter, sometimes in the summer, whatever they happened to finish it. And in Bovil, the meaning of the practice was that they had an annual cycle, and they finished all of the sedras once a year, and they celebrated on Simchas Torah. So apparently this was Bovil over here. So in Bavel, they were going to make a siyum on all the parshios on Simchas Torah. So one of the Talmid HaChamim was negligent in being he wasn't Mavi Sedra Imat Sibur. He figured it comes Erev Yom Kippur, there's no yeshiva, there's no Seder that day, so it'll be Mavi Sedra. So they told him that that's not right, that there's a special mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. That's the Gemara Psochem also on Daf Samachesim and Beis. When the Gemara Psochem has the machlekes between Rav Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, how was one supposed to celebrate on Yontif, because Kach Sevecha Roi Ma'atzeres Tiyalachem, Kach Sevecha Roi Ma'atzeres L'Hashem Elakecho. So Reb Lezer says it's either this or that, it's optional. Reb Shua says, Chalkeu, Chetzel Hashem Chetzel Lachem. So the Gemara says that if a person is not interested in eating too much, so let him fast all year long. He doesn't really have to eat so much on Yontif either. If you're all like Reb Lezer, all like Reb Shua, you have to have extra meals on all the Yom Tov. According to Reb Lezer, you only have to have an extra fancy meal on Shavuos. Then the Gemara says, Hakal Moedim on Purim, Yimei Mishta V'Simcha Ksiv, and Hakal Moedim on Erev Yom Kippur. Because the Pasuk says, V'initzim Mustaf Shesech Metish Alo Chodesh Ba'erev, V'chi B'tish Ha'misanim Alo, Ba'asorim Misanim. What is that you fast on Tisha? So the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tesem and Aleph, has two answers. So one answer is that Pasuk teaches of the institution of the Sifu Mechol Alo Chodesh, Tosefes Yom Kippurim. And that's how the Rambam paskins. And the Rambam paskins, it's only Tosefes Yom Kippurim. There's no Tosefes Shabbos, there's no Tosefes Yontif. And the simple mashmosa of the Rambam is that even if you're Moisif, it's not Chal. Not only is there no obligation to be Moisif, neither Menatur nor Medirabbanam. He never writes. It would appear from the Rambam it's not even Chal. Not Chal Menatur, not Chal Medirabbanam. There is no din of Tosefes. The Rambam paskins only Tosefes on Yom Kippur. The other opinion in the Gemara is know that you learn out Tosefes from Bachorish Abakotze Tishbois, and the Pasuk speaks about Shmita, Shnasa Shmita. So there's a din of Shnasa Shmita is a Kedusha Zman, the whole year has a Kedusha. And the Pasuk goes on Bachorish Alev Shvius, on Kotze Rab Matzoy Shvius, to teach us that there's a din Masif and Mechoil Al HaKodesh. And if there's such a din of Shmita, so we assume who Adonami to any Shabbos and any Yom Tov and any Yom Kippur, it goes to any Kedusha Zman. Then on Shemitah Gufa, the Gemara quotes there on Machlokes and Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Amud Aleph. How do you know there's an institution of Tosefes Shvi? So one Tana says, learn that from that Pasuk, the Chorosh of Akotze Tishbos. The other Tana says, no, that Pasuk goes on Shabbos. It doesn't go on Shnasa Shemitah. We know that there is an institution of Tosefes Shvi from the Halachal Moshe Misina of Esen Etiyas. There's a din that you're not permitted to plant the trees soon before Rosh Hashanah of Shnasa Shemitah. Tosefes Shvius, unless, and you're not allowed to do Avodas HaKarka, unless you have Esen Etiyas, unless you have 10 young trees were planted, and if you're not going to prune the trees, you're not going to water the trees, whatever, you're not going to take care of the trees, it's going to have a negative effect on them. So that's an exception to the rule of Tosefes Shvius. You have Esen Etiyas spread out in a certain configuration, on a certain... if you have 10 trees planted throughout all of Eretz Yisrael, that's not good enough. And if the 10 trees are all on top of each other, it's also no good. It has to be 10 trees reasonably separated from each other. Then you have this special Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Esen Etiyas is an exception to the rule of Tosefes Shvi'is. Included in the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai of Esen Etiyas is not the rule with the exception to the rule. That there is a rule of Tosefes Shvi'is and there's an exception to the rule. If it's Esen Etiyas spread out in a certain proportion, in a proper fashion, then it's permissible to violate a din of Tosefet Shvi. So the Gemara says, once you have that halacha Moshe Misina with the rule, with the exception to the rule, so you don't have, so you don't need a pasuk of Acharish Abakot Zetish. But what are you going to say? Pasuk goes on Tosefet Shvi, but the pasuk doesn't tell you the whole story. The pasuk only tells you the Yisr, doesn't tell you the Heter. So you have to come on to the halacha Moshe Misina anyway. So you don't need the pasuk. May as well say the halacha Moshe Misina tells you the rule, with the exception to the rule. There's an Isa Tosefet Shvi. There's an Isa Malacha. Malachas hakarkan to sefesh based as a heta by esenetis. So Gemara says according to that Tana that esenetis halachal Moshe Misinai. So Mecharish Abakot Zetishba goes on Shabbos. It doesn't go on Shviyas. Doesn't teach me anything about the sefesh based. That's a shaila. The din of the three different opinions in the Rishonim regarding Tosef Shabbos. The Rambam sheet is only Tosef is by Yom Kippur. That's all. Only this drasha. In Nisim es nafshe sech mitish halachodesh ba'erev mikan shemasif mechoil alakodesh. The other Tanoim say no. Masif Mechoil Ala Kodesh. And so the Gemara quotes that in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. It says, Mikan Atalameid, and from the Pasuk by Yom Kippur, we derive to all other Zmanim that have Kedusha Zman, every Shabbos, every Yontif, that there's also a Din of Tosefes, Masif Mechoil Ala Kodesh. So that the Rambam leaves out. The Rambam only passes Tosefes by Yom Kippur. He doesn't pass on Tosefes at all by Shabbos and Yontif. And the other opinions in the Rishonim is no. That the din of Tosefes is a din of Kol HaTarkula, either learned that from Shviyas, or learned that from Yom Kippur. And if it's learned that from Shviyas, then half of the Rishonim hold that it's only Halacha Moshe Misina. It's not a real din deraisa mamish. There's a din deraisa that's Torah Shebichzav, then there's a din deraisa that's a lower level. That's how the Mordechai quotes from the Rishonim. A lower level is Torah Shebal Peh, so Halacha Moshe Misina is a lower level. And then there's a din derabbanan that's even a lower level. So that's a big machlekes and rishonim, whether Tosefes Shabbos is a din deraisa of Torah Shebichzav. It's a regular bona fide drasha, like this drasha, Mitish Alachodesh, that's considered a real drasha gemura deraisa, as opposed to Halacha L'Moshe Misina, that's considered a lower level of a din deraisa.
When you say it's din deraisa, din derabbanan for Shabbos again, does that mean that there's a possibility to add the kedusha onto Tosefes?
An obligation, a chiyuv to be moisim mechoil al hakodesh, yeah.
So the Rambam says that there is none. Would you say that you still have the option to do it if you want to, but there's no chiyuv for Shabbos?
In the Rambam, it would appear there's a big machlok zachen what the Rambam holds. So the Stechemet has a long arichas on this. He quotes a likut. So the simple reading of the Rambam is not only is it no obligation, it's not even chal. Even if you are Moisif, it's not Chal Menater, it's not Chal Menarabon, the Chal is not Chal. That's a simple reading of the Rambam. The Rambam holds only a din of Tosefes on Yom Kippur, the fun of Eliyahu.
What about Adlokas Neros? How does it explain women in Adlokas Neros? They have to do Mamish right.
Why? What's the problem with Adlokas Neros?
That's before
Peshkir. It has to be way before, yeah. If they want to be Moisif, Mechoel Al HaKodesh, it has to be way before.
They're not in Kabbalah Shabbos, but Rambam would say that's not a.
Okay.
So according to what happens when you make Kiddush early, the Rambam says you can make Kiddush early.
The Rambam quotes the Gemara, you can say Kiddush early. So the Rambam explains, how do you say Havdalah early? The same daf in the Gemara, Chav Zayin Amud Beis says, the way Tosis explains the Gemara, that if you know you're going to have a big Shas Hadchak on Matzoi Shabbos, you won't have access to wine. So the Gemara says, we permit you to recite Havdalah late on Shabbos afternoon after Plag HaMincha. So what does it mean Shabbos comes to an end? When you say Havdalah, of course not. Rashi and Tosafot say you have to wait till Tzeisot Kochavim. Shabbos is not over, so how can you be Yotzei Havdalah? So the answer is Havdalah should be recited Samach Litzias HaShabbos, O Lefanecha, O Liachrecha, either soon before Shabbos is over, or soon after Shabbos is over. It's not right to wait till 3 o'clock in the morning on Matzoi Shabbos to say Havdalah. You should supposed to say Havdalah Samach Litzias HaShabbos, soon after Shabbos is over. So the Rambam writes, soon as about Shabbos, as Shabbos is about to leave, or after Shabbos just left. So he says, the same as the mitzvah of Kiddush. You recite Kiddush soon before Shabbos is about to enter.
And nothing happens.
It just yaitz in the mitzvah of Kaddish. Kiddush.
So you can do malacha.
You can do malacha. Yeah. You yaitz in the mitzvah of Kiddush. You can do malacha. It's not chal. Shabbos not chal. Or you can recite Kiddush on Shabbos if you want to. The Baalei HaTosis couldn't conceive of such thing. What do you mean? You can't be yaitz in Kiddush. On Erev Shabbos, Kiddush has to be on Shabbos. Havdalah on Shabbos, that didn't bother them. That's a Beferish Gemara. Havdalah on Shabbos is okay. But Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, there is no such thing. So that's why the Rishonim were bothered with the Kasha. How can you say Havdalah? How can you say Kiddush on Erev Shabbos? during this Zman of Tosefes. If one should assume, this is the kasha that the Mordechai quotes from one of the Balei HaTosfos. If one should assume that Tosefes Shabbos is derived from Tosefes Shviyos, and Tosefes Shviyos only halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, and reciting Kiddush on Shabbos is a drasha from the pasuk Zochar Yom Shabbos l'kacho Zachrehu b'Kiddush b'Dvarim to recite Kiddush. So how is one yotze Kiddush deraisa b'zman Tosefes? Tosefes is only halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. And Kiddush is a real din deraisis. It's like, let's say, I'm only mechuyev in benching midirabbanan. The child who's before bar mitzvah cannot recite benching to be mitzvah the father if the father ate kidei sviya. And the son is only a kotten shigir lachino. So the Gemara says the son cannot be mitzvah the father because mishenu mechuyev bedover and motzi asacher midechay vasim. You need to be on the same level of chiyuv. So the kotten shigir lachino is only mechuyev to bench midirabbanan. Father ate kidei sviya, the father mechuyev to bench midirabbanan. So they're not on the same level of chiyus. Here the Baal HaTosfos, the Mordechai quotes are Baal HaTosfos. It's not the Riyah the Rabbeinu Tam. It's not from the famous Baal HaTosfos. Some Rabbeinu Simcha Mibiyam, some an unknown figure as far as we're concerned. Maybe he's one of the prominent Baal HaTosfos, but he didn't go down in history. We never heard him. So the Mordechai quotes this, and the Mogen Avraham talks about it, and Prima Gaon talks about it. He has this interest in Kasha. How can I be Mitzi myself when I recite Kiddush during the Zman of Tosefes? Tosef is only halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, so I'm not mechuyev b'dover yet on the level of deraisa. So how can I be mitzi myself with respect to Kiddush, but when Shabbos is going to come, I'm going to be mechuyev based on the Torah Shebitzav, a real din deraisa. And during Tosef is I'm only mechuyev in Kiddush mitam halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. The assumption being you can't say Kiddush on Erev Shabbos. That's out of the question. The Baal HaTosfos don't agree with the Rambam. Rama says, say Kiddush on Erev Shabbos. What's the problem? You don't have to be Mekabel Shabbos. You say Kiddush, and you do Melacha. After you said Kiddush, you do Melacha, you said Kiddush. Somach l'knisus ha-Shabbos. The Tosfos says that's impossible. Kiddush, you can only be Yotze the Mitzvah if you recite the Kiddush on Shabbos. But it's only Shabbos during this month of Tosefes mikoyach halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. If you hold that Tosefes Shabbos is learned out not from Yom Kippur, but rather learned out from Tosefes Shviz. Tosefes Shviz is only halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So they ask Akash, Mishenim b'chiyu b'dover, and imotzi asacherim b'dechavos. How can I be mitzi myself? How can I recite Kiddush during Zman Tosefes to be mitzi myself for Lach Hazman? But Lach Hazman is going to come, Shabbos is going to become a chiyuv based on Torah Shebichzav. That's a stronger chiyuv. So how can I be mitzi myself with the Kiddush that I said during the Zman of Tosefes? So you have to ask him such a kasha, then he gives an answer. Also a peledic answer.
Is that going to be stubborn that when we say, oh, you're mechuyev on one level daraisa, but since you become mechuyev on a later level daraisa, do we assume like that? We assume no, it's a level daraisa, it's a level daraisa.
Yeah, the whole kasha is chiddush. The whole kasha is chiddush. Where did he get such an idea that a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai is a lower level din daraisa than something that's learned out from psukim? So that there is a Yerushalmi like that, a Yerushalmi, a nazir. We were discussing when we started Perek El Advarim. There's a Mishnah Nozer that discusses a Nozer and a Kohen Gadol walking on the road and they bump into a Meis Mitzvah and he doesn't really need the attention of both of them. It's sufficient if one of them will be Metapo in the Meis Mitzvah and he'll bury him. So which of the two should be Metame himself? So if you have a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot walking down the road, so the Kohen Gadol's prohibition against being Metame in the Meis is more chomer, more severe than the Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Gadol is not even allowed to be Metame to design Kraven when the Kohen Hedyot is allowed to. But let's say you have a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir both walking down the highway and they bump into the Meis Mitzvah, so which of the two has a lower level of Kedusha and therefore he should be Metame. So it's a Machlokes of Lezer and the Chacham we discussed. So the Yerushalmi there gives more details. So Yerushalmi has a din, Ha'ov Madir is Benov Benazir. The father can declare that to make his son a Nazir. So the Gemara says that's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So he says if such a Nazir is walking down the highway, there's only a Nazir based on Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And another Nazir is walking on the highway, he's a Nazir based on Pshuta Shal Mikra. So the one is Pshuta Shal Mikra is more chomer than the one is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So let the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai dig a Nazir be Metame L'Meis. That's what it says in the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi says the beginning of the first premise of the Mordechai's Kash. It still doesn't say the rest of the premises. You can still say Mechuy B'Dover is Mechuy B'Dover. It's still on the level of the right, still Mechuy B'Dover. It's talking who's more chomer than whom. But it shows that it's pshutosh adrasha or pshutosh al mikra is more chomer than a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. But it still doesn't demonstrate that that's called ena mechuyev b'dover, l'gabi mechuyev b'dover. Still, the whole kasha of the Mordechai is a fantastic kasha.
It would seem that the halacha of Moshe Bessina is telling you when Shabbos is, so the Kiddush is make Kiddush on Shabbos. The halacha of Moshe Bessina is defining the time that is called Shabbos.
Yeah.
It's not too separate.
Well, it's not exactly the same. We mentioned yesterday, I think, that the Gemara says in the end of the second parak in Sukkah that during this man of Tosefes, Shabbos, there's no kores from Alochem. Or there's no Misa. Shabbos, a person, the Chal Shabbos, there's Misa. So during this man of Tosefes, it doesn't have the full din, like Shabbos proper. It's a lower level. Yeah, I think he does.
Regular
din. Yeah. So the Yerushalmi assumes that here it's a slightly lower level.
You see, the taste of Shabbos is different than taste of Nazi.
Yeah.
Would the Rambam have the Tosefta simply for Malacha or only for fasting? It says, V'im yisev asnaf shos hechem, v'shal v'chodesh v'er.
Right, that's a big question. The Magid Mishnah claims that the Rambam only holds from Tosefes Yom Kippur vis-a-vis Inuyim and not with respect to Malachim. That's how the Magid Mishnah claims. Otherwise, why do you distinguish between Tosefes Yom Kippur and Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Kippur? And there's a sefer on the Rambam, Merkavas HaMishnah, years ago used to be a classic. So the Merkavas HaMishnah, now it's a little out of style. You have to have a lot of patience to read. Makevis HaMishnah is very long and boring. He always gives the most flat pshat in the Rambam, the simplest pshat in the Rambam, and usually fits into the words. usually fits in. All the other pshatim, fancy interpretation, Makevis HaMishnah is always flat. And every so often, Rav Soloveitchik used to say, I don't think he ever saw Makevis HaMishnah in his life. Every so often, he would say that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, said that this Makevis HaMishnah pshat is correct. And this one also. The Makevis HaMishnah does not agree with the Magid Mishnah. He thinks that doesn't make any sense. That there's only Tosefes Yom Kippur with respect to Inuyim and not with respect to Malachis. It's one package deal. Once the Rambam has Tosefes Yom Kippur with respect to Inuyim, who had the Nami Legavi Malachis? So he said, I don't remember if he said on his own. He likes this Makevis HaMishnah. Other times he said his grandfather Rav Chaim thought the Makevis HaMishnah shot here and there. There's a Makevis HaMishnah, he gives the Parshim shot. So here also he thought that this Makevis HaMishnah was more correct than the Magid Mishnah in reading the Rambam. Anyway, so the Gemara said that this Amora, apparently he lived in Bavel, this Rabbi Barabai, Abai's son, said they were going to celebrate Simchas Torah soon, the end of Sukkot, once a year, every year, not like in Eretz Yisrael. And he hadn't completed being Mavis Sedra. So in Erev Yom Kippur, there was no yeshiva, there were no classes. Apparently, he said he's going to run through all the sedras that he missed. So they told him, that's not right. On Erev Yom Kippur, there's a special inyan to have fancy meals. Yeah, those are the two pshatim. How do you deal with that pasuk? It's not true. It's not true. So either you answer that the pasuk teaches me Tosefes Yom Kippur, that's how the Rambam holds. And the Rambam leaves out Mikanat Alamid L'chol Shar Shabbos Yom Tov. The Rambam has only on Yom Kippur. Or the Gemara says the pasuk comes to tell you it's considered it's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and it's considered ki lisanat shiv asiri. Mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Yeah, what's this mitzvah to eat? That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch La'alacha. We pasken like that. It's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. What kind of a din is that? So the Netziv in his commentary on the Shiltas shows that there is a machlekes harishayim in the first parak in Ksubis, the beginning of the first parak in Ksubis, regarding this mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Does it only begin in the daytime on Erev Yom Kippur? Does it even begin the night before the day of Erev Yom Kippur? What's the issue? What's the shayla? So the Netziv claims that the shayla is what is in the machlekes harishayim is what is the nature of the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? If the main nature of the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is to prepare yourself for the tannis, so whatever you're going to eat the night before Erev Yom Kippur, that's going to be gone. By the time comes Yom Kippur, that you'll still be hungry from that. Even if you ate at a wedding the night before Erev Yom Kippur, you'll be hungry by the time it comes Yom Kippur. So if you hold that there's even a mitzvah to eat on Leil Erev Yom Kippur, so you're saying it's a separate mitzvah, has nothing to do with preparing for the tannis. But if you say the nature of the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is to prepare for the tannis, then the mistabah that it only applies in the daytime, shouldn't apply the night before. So then the Netziv points out, this is the Bi'ur HaGro points this out, that there were two minhagim in Europe regarding saying slichas on Erev Yom Kippur. And there, Rosh Hashanah, you say much longer slichas than before and after. And Erev Yom Kippur, in some communities, they said also 2 hours long. Here, the Yekkes and Broyers, they say very long slichas. And most people say very short slichas, just 15, 20 minutes. They finish all the slichas. So the Vilna Gaon explains that the Ramah records the both minhag, long slichas, short slichas. So the Vilna Gaon explains that that's what the issue is. If the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur begins from the night before, so whenever there's a mitzvah to eat, it means that we're treating it like it's a yantiv. So if it's a yantiv, so hasvar and asenis, you should say shorter slichas. You should abridge the slichas. And the others who have the minig that they say long slichas is because the slichas were always recited kodem or ayom, in the middle of the night. After chatzos, okay, before alos hashachar, not like us, that we come to shul after half an hour after sunrise, or an hour after sunrise, and we start saying slichas. The slichas officially are supposed to be recited in the middle of the night. So if the night before Erev Yom Kippur there's no mitzvah sachila, so then it's not a yontif, the yontif only begins in the daytime, so then as far as no sense is that you should say the long slichas, shouldn't say the short slichas. So the Vilna Gaon says that that's what the two minhagim depend on this machlokes harishonim. Is there a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur the night before Erev Yom Kippur or not? Rabbi Akiva Eger has a famous tshuva where he discusses a woman didn't feel well, so she wanted to know. She would have preferred not to eat too much on Erev Yom Kippur. She really didn't want to eat, so because she was a little nauseous. So the shaila was, is the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, should I consider that a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? So women are exempt from that mitzvah. Or should I say, no, that's not. The women are obligated to observe Yom Kippur, and the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is only a hechsher to prepare yourself for the tonus on Yom Kippur. So since the women are mechuyif to fast on Yom Kippur, as far as the son is the mechuyif to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So Rebbe Kivega discusses this shaila in a tshuva. What's the nature of the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? Is it a hachana for the tonus, or is it an independent din? If it's an independent din, so what kind of an independent din is it? Why should it be a separate din? So you should even have a mitzvah to eat the night before Erev Yom Kippur, even though whatever you eat the night before is neither here nor there, it's not going to help you at all as far as weathering over the fast. So why should it be an independent mitzvah? That's the question. So some say, based on the Gemara in Psochim, Adav Samaches, and the days, where all of this comes from, the Gemara says there, HaKol Ma'idim, the Machlokes HaBlezer Rabbi Yeshua, how you're supposed to observe Yontif, Atzeres Tiyalachem, Atzeres Lashem Alakecho, and Rabbi Lezer says that it's optional, either A or B, Rabbi Yeshua says Chalkei, or Rabbi Yeshua says Chalkei, Chetz Lashem, Chetz Yalachem. The Gemara says, this Machlokes only applies to Pesach, and to Sukkis, and to Rosh Hashanah maybe. But on Shavuos, HaKol Ma'idim, everybody agrees you have to have an elaborate meal, because Yom Shenitna Batur. So if Shavuos is a Yom Shenitna Batur, that's why this is special mitzvah to have an elaborate meal, to have like a Suda Saidoya, a Suda Lekabola Satoira. So the Mishnah says in the end of Tainis, Lohayu Alahem Yisrael Yomim Tovim Kechamishosa Bo'ov Uki Yom HaKippurim, that the two jolliest days in the calendar year were Yom Kippur and Chamishosa Bo'ov, and they used to make a lot of Shidduchim. That's considered a big simcha. When you make a lot of Shidduchim, everybody's happy. So the Gemara says, why are these 2 days singled out to be so happy? So the Gemara says, Bishleim Yom Kippur, we know why. It's Yom Shenitnu Bo Luchos Shniyos, Yom Kabbalah Sater. It's also Yom Slicha Mechila. The Gemara says, you have two good reasons. Elo, what's Chamisha Sabav? So the Gemara gives a whole discussion. So the Gemara seems to imply that the observance of Yom Kippur is Al Shem Kach, is like Shavuos, is Man Kabbalah Sater. Yom Matan Tereseinu, is Man Matan Tereseinu. So Yom Kippur is also, we celebrate Kabbalah Sater. So that's what the Achrayim raised the question. So if Yom Kippur is when you celebrate Kabbalah Sater, so how come on Shavuos there's a mitzvah to have an elaborate meal, and on Yom Kippur there's a mitzvah to fast? Shouldn't it be a mitzvah to have an elaborate meal on Yom Kippur also? How come it's so different? The Gemara says, how come Moedim Batzeres, Rav Lezer also agrees that on Shavuos you have to have an elaborate meal because of Lekovit Kabbalah Satos. How come on Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, we are celebrating, we are commemorating the Kabbalah's Lucha Shniyah. So how come there's no elaborate meal? So that's what some Achrenim want to say, that the elaborate meal on Erev Yom Kippur is to celebrate Kabbalah Satos. And that's why by Hasidim they have a meaning that they give out honey cake on Erev Yom Kippur. And on Shavuos you have milchiks. Because the pasuk describes the how geshmak it is to learn Torah, dvash v'chalav tachas l'shayna. The pleasant taste of learning Torah is compared to honey and compared to milk. So on Shavuos we have the milchiks, and on Erev Yom Kippur we have the honey cake, the lekach. So there's a connection between the eating that you do on Erev Yom Kippur and the eating that you do on Shavuos. Both days we're celebrating Yom Kabbalah Sater. Shavuos is when the Aseres Adibus were proclaimed, and the Maimon HaSinai, and Yom Kippur is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luch HaShnias.
Who makes this connection?
Achronim have this. If you look in the commentaries on the bottom of the Mate Ephraim is by Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius on Hilchas Roshani Yom Kippur. So on the bottom of the page he has a likut of all of the Chassidish Minhagim and everything under the sun. So they quote such a practice that there's a Kpeda Dafke to have honey cake on Erev Yom Kippur, and it's the other half of the meaning of having milchiks on Shavuah is based on the Pasuk Dvash Mechalov Tachas L'Shoinach. There's another meaning that on Erev Yom Kippur they buy the honey cake from the money from the Pushkin, from Tzedakah. In case it was, so they explain why there's such a meaning, in case it was Nigzar on the person of Rosh Hashanah, that he should suffer Anias, so he should be Yitzhak with this. He's eating some food from the Tzedakah money. So that's why there is such a meaning, not there was, there still is such a meaning, that the honey cake that they serve everybody on Erev Yom Kippur and the Chassidish Shtidlach is purchased from the tzedakah money that was collected for the poor. So just in case a person has a gzeira ro that he should be an oni, so he'll be yotze the anias by eating from the moist tzedakah on Erev Yom Kippur.
Sounds like gezel.
The question is a very good one. Yes, I don't know. I guess people give aldas kain. That's incorporated. That's included in the intention of those who donate the money. Maybe people give the money to the pushka specifically. That they should be given to everybody on Erev Yom Kippur.
So it should only work if you take it from a Chassidish Pushka, because with Misnagdish money to Tzedakah, it's definitely not Aldas Kain.
Could well be. And the Misnagdish Batei Midrash, they don't serve the Honey Cake. They only serve it in the Chassidish Shtiblach. So they know that they give the money specifically for this purpose. So again, so the Gemara says that this Rabbi Barabai wanted to be Mavis said with the catch up for everything that he missed up on Erev Yom Kippur, and he told him that's not right. He's supposed to have an elaborate meal. Then he figured, okay, so he did wrong. So for the next year, he wanted to chapois in advance. So after Simchas Torah, I guess the yeshiva began Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, so he had off a couple of days. So he figured he'll run through Mavis Edra, everything in advance for the next year. Sovel Akdaminu. He decided he's going to do everything in advance. And then someone told him, no, that's not right. Vachalayakdim, Shalayach, you have to be Mavis Edra imatzibur. Mashlim Parshiyosev Imatzibur, week by week you have to do. It's not right to do it all in advance, not right to do it after.
That one of them is okay with the Ev and one of them is not okay with
the Ev. Don't know.
So
you mean one is not the Ev? If I did all the Sedris in advance, so that's Lachatchila. So when it comes Parshas Noach, I can always do Noach. I already did Noach last week, but Lachatchila should do it. When it comes Lech Lecha, I have a chance to do it again. So Lachatchila, that's not right. B'diyevet, if it's already Erev Simchas Torah and I missed a couple of parshas of B'diyevet, Yemashlim. So he didn't do Imatziba, but to do in advance, that's not permissible Lachatchila. And even if he did it, that's not yet B'diyevet. B'diyevet if it's already Farfal, if the Shabbos comes and goes and he still didn't do it, so then it's B'diyevet.
So if, in fact, the chiyuv is based of eating on Yom Kippur, back to that, is based on that it's Yom Shnei Kippur Torah, would women be obligated in it or not? Because on Shavuos, Mistama, they're obligated to have a suit.
I don't know. Good question. I don't know. Good question on Shavuos, whether the women are obligated. So once the Gemara quotes the three instructions that Rabbi Shimon Levi gave to his children, so the Gemara quotes the three instructions that Rabbi gave to his children. So one instruction was when they cut flesh, they shouldn't cut on their hands. Why? Raw meat. Why? Because they may cut into their hands. Mishum sakana, they may cut their hands. If they cut it on a plate, you don't cut on your hands. Or you could diamri, another explanation, mishum kilkul suda. That his hands may bleed a little bit, and then the blood is going to go on the flesh. Then he's going to have to rinse the flesh off. Then people won't want to eat it. And they saw it was all full of human blood. strictly speaking, Yom HaBlood is Mutta. There's no Issa Deraisa. It's just us and Mishum Arasayim. But you got to wash it off. So then, there's going to be Mos. Who's going to want to eat that piece of meat that had the guy was bleeding on it? And the third instruction that he gave his children is, Al Teshval Mita Aramis. And the fourth one is what? Al Tavru Achuri Beisaknem Shoshatzim Mispam. Yeah. What's this Al Teshval Mita Aramis? So one shot is, he shouldn't go to sleep like a goy without reciting Kriya Shema LaMita. Should always recite Kriya Shema LaMita. The other suggestion is, he shouldn't marry a Gioris if you have a choice. If you have a choice, you shouldn't marry a Gioris. The Gemara says that in Ashkina Sharal Mishpachas Michas and Shabisot. So you marry a Gioris, there's gonna be a lack of yichas. So you may be cheating your children from an opportunity of having Ruach HaKodesh. So that's not right. So if a person has a choice, let him marry a regular Israelis. Why should he marry a Gioris? And the third pshat is that it means literally you shouldn't sit on a mita aramis that belongs to a non-Jewish woman, because on one occasion they tried to make a whole alila sadam against Rav Papa, a non-Jewish woman, told him that he should sit down on a bed. He says, not going to sit down till they pick up the mattress and see what's underneath. And there was a dead baby, and he realized they were going to try to pin the blame on him to say that he killed the baby. So he avoided the whole tzara. The Gemara says you shouldn't run by the shul because of Marisai. The people will think that you don't care to daven unless there's another shul in the community. So they'll be told that you're going to daven in the other shul unless the guy's wearing tefillin, unless the guy's running. He's running to make a trainer, he's running to make a plane. So then they see that he's in a rush. But he's just strolling by casually, and there is no other shul in the city, there is no other entrance to this shul. Then the Gemara says he's not wearing tefillin, there's going to be a problem of a Marisai. It looks as if the fellow is just not interested in davening.
If it's stila, he had thorough minyanim.
Also, there's no rush. There'll be toilet that he's davening in a different minyan. Yeah, right. Once the Gemara said, Rabbi Shlomo Levi gave three instructions to his children, and Rabbi gave several instructions to his children, and Tosis gives the three instructions that Rabbi Yudah Nasi gave to his children. They should finish being Mabe Sedeshtayim Bechavecha Targum before they eat the Shabbos Dikah meal in the daytime. Tosis Yashlin Parshi Yosef. Tosis goes, Gimel Dvarim Tzivir Rabbeinu Kodesh Lebanov, Mishoshin Iftar. So one of them was, they should finish being Mabe Sedeshtayim before the Shabbos Dikah meal. So then once they're quoting three things, so they quote, Rabbi Kiva says, B'shlosh Dvarim Ani Ohei V'shamodiyim. And then Rabbi Gamliel said, "B'shlosh ha'dvarim ohev ani es ha'parsiyim." Okay, this is what to learn from everybody, even from the Nochrim. The Gemara considers the Parsiyim mekudoshim mizmanim legehenim. They're going to go straight to Gehenim, but nonetheless, there are certain fine points that they have that we should learn from them. Tznuim, bachilosim, besakisim, and so on. This is what to learn from everybody. Yeah.
How do you know Tosfos is talking about the daytime Yisurah?
I think that's the Pashup Shad. The Ika's mana being Mabes Sedra is on Friday night. On Pi Pashtas.
You can eat Friday night.
Yeah, I think so. Friday night you can eat before your Mabes Sedra. But you should try to finish being Mabes Sedra before the Shabbos Dikah meal in the morning. I think that's the Pashup Shad.
But that before the lightning necessarily.
Right. Does not necessarily have to be before the lightning. Some Rishonim, I think, say that the reason for Shnei Mikvecha Targum is they may give you any aliyah. Even though you're not a kohen, you're not a levi, so how can I get the first two aliyahs? If there's no kohen, there's no levi, so then they give me the first aliyah, the second aliyah. So you should really be Mabes Sedra on all the aliyahs just to prepare yourself in case they'll give me the aliyah. Yeah, today, so if you say like that, so the Baal Kareh should be Mabes Sedra. So today the whole din shouldn't apply. So we don't really accept that reason. But that's why we assume that you still have to be Mabes Sedra. Not like the Ravon. The Ravon, the first pshat in the Ravon is that the Shnei Mikra V'Echatan is only for the farmers who have no minyan. The Tosis Yontif on the bottom of the Rosh discusses that Ravon also. What's he driving at? What's he trying to say? See, he doesn't assume like that. He tries to push a different kavana. I don't know. I thought the simple reading of the Ravon was that the Shnei Mikra V'Echatan doesn't apply to people who daven in a community with his Baal Kareh.
What can we say? But the whole for that reason of.
Okay.
Okay.
Could be.
But by that logic, if you missed it, didn't do it before the lightning, So should there be any reason to do it, or would you say it's for Fallon, you missed your opportunity?
The Gemara speaks about the importance of being mashlim. The Gemara says, not right to be mashlim on Erev Yom Kippur, you should be mashlim some other time. The Gemara does talk about being mashlim. So if that's the only reason to prepare in advance for whatever aliyah you may possibly get, it shouldn't really apply after that week went by. Yeah. Okay. So then the Gemara is commenting on Rabbi Gamliel and the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel's opinion was that you can recite Kriyat Shema all night long. Atshiyal Amud Ashach, he doesn't hold from the din of Chatzos. So the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yonah Mishmal, Alocha Ki Rabbi Gamliel. That's how he paskin. So that's what we mentioned. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes harishonim. Halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel, you can still say Kriya Shema even after Chatzos up until Alois HaShachar. Is that l'chatchila? It isn't even required l'chatchila to daven Ma'ariv early before Chatzos. Rabbi Gamliel also agrees l'chatchila should daven Ma'ariv before Chatzos. He's talking b'di'evit. So this depends on how you read the Chachamim about Chatzos. Did they mean only l'chatchila? If they meant only l'chatchila, and he means l'chatchila, so there's no machlokes. If the Chachamim say l'chatchila should say Kriya Shema before Chatzos, but b'di'evit if it didn't, you say after Chatzos. So Rabbi Gamliel Amar Shalom HaShachar goes on l'chatchila. And if you say Rabbi Gamliel is only saying b'di'evit, but l'chatchila he agrees, you have to say the Chachamim say after Chatzos is likuva. That's the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rishonim like that. So now the Gemara quotes a Tosefta, 10 lines from the bottom of Ches Amud Beis. Tanya Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Yomam. Pamim, sometimes, Odom Kori Kriya Shema, Shtei Pamim Balayla. Once in a while a person can recite Kriya Shema. Twice in the same night time. Achas Kodim Shial Amun HaShach, Vachas Liachas Shial Amun HaShachar. V'yotzi Be'em Yidech HaVas, Achas Shal Yom, Vachas Shal Lail. He's Yotzi Kriya Shema, even though the both Kriyas of Shema were Balayla, he's Yotzi Yidech HaVas Kriya Shema Shal Ubishach Becho, and ubekumecho. So the Gemara says, how is that possible? Hagufa kasha, contradiction in terms. You tell me that it's laila. Pamim shalom kari kriya shma shtei pamim balaila. What do you mean balaila? Alma, what are you telling me? Lach shalom odav shachar. Leil Yehu. It's still considered laila. So if it's still considered laila, how can you tell me that it's yotzei deichoibis kriya shma shal yom? If it's laila, you should only be able to be yotzei kriya shma shal laila. V'adatani yotzei mehem deichoibasit ach shal yom? How can it be Laila and Yom at the same time? The Gemara says, lo, li'olam le'al Yehu. The way the Braisa starts off is correct. After Amud HaShachar is still Laila. V'hodekor le'yom means b'negeh te kriya shma. It's considered Yom. Dikin shedekayim b'hi shayto. That's considered Yom. B'negeh te zman kriya shma shel shachar. So with respect to what is it considered Laila? Means linya shamitzvus. That's what Tosis asks. Yeshlema, the bottom Tosis. Yeshlema, dochi kameli oylam leil Yehu b'shamitzvus. The bina b'huyon k'mo tefillin v'tzitzis. Yeah. What's takad din? After alois hashachar, before hanetzach hamo. There's a period of time before sunrise, a significant amount of time. So what's the status of that time? Is that considered Yom or is that considered Laila? So there's a Mishnah Megillah that says Adavish Mitzvah Sabayim L'chatchila Adavish Mitzvah Sabayim is about Netilah Slulav Tkiyah Shofar Bris Mila reciting Hallel, all the various mitzvahs Adavish Mitzvah Sabayim. So L'chatchila you shouldn't perform the mitzvah before Hanetzach Hama. You should wait till after sunrise. It's not right. Let's say a lot of people daven at the early minyan. So the early minyan, when it comes Rish Chodesh, to that they daven Shachris before Hanetzach Hama, before sunrise, they're a mikilim. The Prichadosh holds that it's permissible l'chatchila to daven shachris before Hanetzach Hama. But what's with Halal Amar Shchodesh? Halal says in the Mishnah, l'chatchila is not proper to recite Halal before Hanetzach Hama.
Just a minute, Halal Amar Shchodesh.
Huh?
Halal Amar Shchodesh, just a minute, so maybe
you
can
make it. Maybe. Maybe. That's the question. Chanukah. Mm-hmm. What do you do on Chanukah? Yeah. So we mentioned there was an opinion, the Aderis was a great guy. He lived in Yerushalayim. He died around 100 years ago. Approximately 100 years ago. So he said a Chiddush. There is a Machlekes HaRishonim. What is the reason for that Mishnah Megillah? That the Dovah Shem Mitzvah Sabayam, that Netilas Lulav, L'chatchili, you shouldn't do Tilas Lulav and Tkiya Shofar before HaNeitzach Hama. Why is that? So Rashi says it's Gzeir Midrabanan. If you'll allow people to shake a lulav and to blow the shofar before HaNeitzach Hama, as long as Eftar Los HaShachar, Eftar Los HaShachar is pretty dark outside, so people may make a mistake and they may say Bracha on Tilas Lulav and recite Halal in the middle of the night before Los HaShachar. No, before Los HaShachar is Takalaila, you're not yet saying anything. So Rashi Megillah seems to learn that it's a Gzeira D'Rabban. The whole Mishnah Megillah is a Gzeira D'Rabban. We shouldn't allow one to perform these mitzvahs before HaNeitzach Hama or Shema Yitte. He may make a mistake and perform the mitzvah before Los HaShachar. And the Sefer Charedim was lived in the 1500s. Sefer Charedim does not understand like Rashi. Sefer Charedim understands, has a Pirush on Yerushalmi, on the first daf in Brachas. So he writes in his Pirush, he understands that Mishnah Megillah, that L'chatchila shouldn't perform the mitzvahs before on Eitzach Hama, is not because of Gzeir D'Rabban, Gzeir Shem Yitte. He may make a mistake. He holds that it's a real din d'oraisa, that the full din yom only begins after sunrise. Before sunrise, after Alos HaShachar, it has a din of yom, but it's only b'di'evet. It's a blend of yom and laila. The full din of yom is when the sun is shining. So if you blow shofar, or if you shake a lulav, after Alos HaShachar, before HaNeitzach Hama, you'll be yotze in the mitzvah only b'di'evet. On the level of the Raisa, not only on the level of the Rabban because of the concern, Shema Yitte, no, it's a real din the Raisa. It doesn't have the full din of Yom. So that's why it's not proper to fulfill the Dovish Mitzvah of Yom during that period of time. So the Aderes, who died 100 years ago approximately, came up with a Chiddush that B'Shaita was not accepted. That big Rabbanim, they did not accept his Chiddush. He thought that this Gezerah, he first of all understood like Rashi. He did not understand like the Charedim. Rav Soloveitchik used to like to say the Pshat not like Rashi. He used to like to say that maybe it's a L'chatchila D'Oraisa, that the full Din Yom is only after HaNeitzach Hama. Anyway, but Rashi doesn't say it like that. Rashi says it's a gzeir. So the Aderes suggested that maybe it's on the gzeir of the Rabbanim, maybe you'll make a mistake. And that gzeir that you may make a mistake doesn't apply b'zman hazeh, because every other person wears a watch. And whoever doesn't wear a watch, there's a clock hanging on the wall, and every shul has a clock hanging on the wall. What tries to make a gzeir of the Rabbanim the whole time for the gzeir doesn't apply, so the gzeir doesn't apply.
Pesach, and we have a million dinim that are based on computer time.
Right. So that's the shaila. There are so many gzeiras derabanan where the reason doesn't apply in our generation. We usually assume that that's the rule of davar shebeminyan. So when you nachal atira, when you have a gzeira derabanan that was instituted for a specific reason, even if you live in a generation where the reason no longer applies, the gzeira derabanan still applies. The manishtan over here. Why did he think over here that the gzeira not to do any of the mitzvahs before HaNeitzach Hama should fall away? These gzeiros should fall away. Bizman hazeh, yeah.
Tosfos gives the example of tefillin, but don't we pass in tefillin is laila zman
tefillin? Laila is a machlekes hatanoim, and a machlekes the Rambam and all the Rishonim. Whether laila is man tefillin or not, with the Rabbanan, you're not supposed to put on tefillin by laila. Gzeiros shem yishem b'hem, shem yafiach b'hem. It's at least with the Rabbanan, you're not supposed to put on tefillin by laila. I mean, they should have given a better mashal than tefillin. Should have given lulav. Should have given lulav shofar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not the best choice. Should have given a better choice. Yeah. See, this Aderes Taka is strange. Why does he say? Why did he think that the Naniach he understood it's a gzeira d'rabban like Rashi? It's only a gzeira d'rabban that you're not allowed to perform the mitzvahs before HaNeitzach Hama. The gzera that you may guess wrong, and you may perform the mitzvah before Los HaShachar, in which case it'll be mamish the middle of the night. So zolzayin that it's a gzera d'rabbanan. But just because bizman is everybody has a watch and there's a clock hanging on the wall and every base medrash, so therefore you say the tamak gzera doesn't apply any longer. So the gzera doesn't apply. It's not in contradiction to the principle of davish v'minyan tzoch miyirach latira. Unless we discussed it. Unless there are exceptions to the rule. So what was the exception to the rule? We discussed the Rosh, and the Tshuva says whenever the Gzera de Rabbanon is Bakira's Dovman Atayra, the Rosh talks about not putting in tzitzis in the Beggar Shal Pishton. The din is like Bishamai. This is one of the six cases in addition to the 18 cases, the Yud Ches Gzeres. So Tosis, in the beginning of Sukkah, Daf Gimel Lamed Aleph, quotes the Siddur Rav Amram, going, there are an additional six cases, but we pass on like Bishamai, against Basil. So one of the additional six cases is that one is not permitted to put on tzitzis in a Beggar Shal Pishton, period. You're not allowed to put in. Why? Because you may put in Tcheles, and you may put in, if you put again Tcheles, has to be a Chut Shal Tzemer, and it may turn out that the Tcheles that they sold you is a fake, because there were a lot of dishonest people selling imitation Tcheles in the days of Bisham and Bisilu. And it'll turn out that you have Shatna Shalom B'Makam Mitzvah. If you have Kilayim B'Makam Mitzvah, you have Kosher Tcheles, okay? So then you have no Brera. So we apply the principle of Esedech Aloises, not we apply the principle. This is the source of the principle. This is the original mocha for the whole institution of Esedech Aloises. The climb is Mutter B'Tzitzis. But if you're going to have imitation Tcheles, you fell in by a charlatan, he sold you Pasul Tcheles, it's not really kosher for the mitzvah. See, just in violation of Shatnas, and you're not in fulfillment of any mitzvah. So there is no Esedech Aloises. So that's what it says in the Gemara. Beishamah made exeri. You're not permitted to put on tzitzis at all on a beggar shall pishdon, because you may fall in.
You're allowed to wear that beggar?
You're allowed to wear the beggar?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with wearing a four-cornered beggar that doesn't have tzitzis. The din is, once you wear the beggar, you mechuyev to put on tzitzis. So here the Chachamim parted you. So that's called Yesh Koach Lakal B'Shevi Al Tasa. Tosis says, isn't it kumbi asay? How can you put on the beggar? The Tosis in Yivomis on that daf, on daf tzadik on the base. Tosis says, no, that's not kumbi asay, that's Shevi Al Tasa. There's no prohibition against putting on a four-cornered beggar that doesn't yet have tzitzis. You're allowed to put on the beggar, but the moment you put it on, you become obligated to put in tzitzis. If you don't put in tzitzis, you mevat l'mitzvah. But him and the Rabbanon, they said, we relieve you of the obligation. So that's called Shevi Al Tasa. They relieve us from the obligation of putting in tzitzis. And Mele, Shevi Al Tasa is mutta. It's not Akira's Dovman Atar B'Kum V'Yaseh. The Gemara gives this as an example of Akira's Dovman Atar B'Shevi Al Tasa. So the Rosh writes that when he moved to Spain, he saw the Balabatim were wearing tzitzis in a Beggar Shal Pishton. So he asked them, how you talking? But we pass them like B'Shamai. So they said the whole Gzeira de Rabbanon doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh because nobody has any Tcheles. So it's not Shaykh I should fall in with any imitation Tcheles. So since the Tama Gzeira doesn't apply, so the whole Gzeira doesn't apply. So the Rosh digests it and says it over again, and he explains somehow why it's not in violation of the principle of Dovish Viminyan Tzach Min Achal Atir. What do you mean? Just because we live in a generation, nobody's wearing any Tcheles. So the whole concern doesn't apply. It may fall in with Pasul HaTcheles, there's no Kosher HaTcheles, no Pasul HaTcheles, no Chashash. In the days of the Rosh, there was no Chashash of falling in with Pasul HaTcheles. So therefore, the Gzer de Rabbanah falls off, except the Rosh adds something on, and it's unclear what he's adding on. So he said that the Mishkanes Yankiv in his Tshuva, the Koheles Yankiv, explains what the Rosh is talking about. That whenever the Gzer de Rabbanah was, Bakira's Dovim and Atoiro, when the Chachamim tell us that the Kohen has mumim upon of Yod Veraglov is not allowed to duchen. When Torah, he's obligated to duchen. But the Rabbanon, they say, he's not allowed to duchen. Or with the Rabbanon, they tell us, when Rosh Hashanah falls on our Shabbos, they prohibit us from blowing shofar. Or over here, they forbid us from putting on tzitzis on a beged, on a four-cornered beged, shall pishta. So whenever there's a gzera de Rabbanon, which is Bakira's Dovim and Torah, so then it must be that they have to incorporate the Tama Gzeira into the Nusach Gzeira. They can't just make a Gzeira. We prohibit you from putting on tzitzis on a Beged Shal Pishton. That's absurd. How can you? It's a Chiyuv Menatar to put on tzitzis. It doesn't make sense. They have to say, we prohibit you. They can say, we prohibit you from writing with your left hand. It's not, it's Kalach HaYad. It's not Melech Smasheves. So we prohibited a Gzeira. Shemo, he'll write with the right hand. We prohibit you from carrying in a Karmelis. But it's not a Mishusarab. We make exera karmelus out of Rishusha. How can you prohibit it from me from fulfilling a mitzvah? That doesn't make any sense. So, by the other exeras, the Rabbanon, by forbidding people from doing a malach galacha yad or eating besarayf b'chol of all the other million of one exeras, the Rabbanon says they don't have to incorporate the tama exera into the nusach exera. They make a exera stoma. They have to have a good time. They can't make exera Rabbanon unless they have a very important reason. They have to have a valid reason. Once you have a valid reason, there's no need to incorporate the Tamak Zer into the Nusach Hagzer, make the Gzer a stoma. Once you make the Gzer a stoma, so it applies in all cases, even when the Tamak Zer doesn't apply. But whenever it's Bakira's Dovman HaTorah, then they have no right to make a Gzer a stoma. They have to incorporate the Tamak Zer into the Nusach Hagzer. Once they incorporate the Tamak Zer, so then Mimela, whenever the Tamak, if you live in a generation where the Tamak Zer doesn't apply, so the whole Gzer falls off. So perhaps that's what the Aderis felt over here. That Meikar Adin Deraisa, you should really say, is Rizma Gdim and Mitzvahs. It should really be considered more correct to shake the Lulav before Hanetzach Hamo, and to recite Hal before Hanetzach Hamo, and to do the Bismillah right away, at the Mamish, before the crack of dawn, at the Alois HaShachar. Because Rizma Gdim and Mitzvahs, you're telling a person, we forbid you from fulfilling as Rizma Gdim and Mitzvahs. So that's also in a certain sense Akira's Dov Men HaTorah. It's not the same as being Oika the Mitzvah Mikol Makol. They tell you we don't allow you to blow shofar, period. Here they say we allow you to fulfill the mitzvah of Milah, but we allow you to fulfill Zviz Magdim la Mitzvahs. You don't do the bris at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you should do the bris at 8 o'clock in the morning. But he wants to do the bris at 5 o'clock in the morning, right after Alos HaShachar. So they prohibit him from partially fulfilling the Zviz Magdim la Mitzvahs. And maybe that's what the Aderis feels, that over here, by this, the Aderis was assuming like Rashi, that this Mishnah in Megillah that says, L'chatchili you're not allowed to perform the mitzvahs, Shizmanam Bayom, before Hanetzach Hamo, all that it's Gzer de Rabbanon, Gzer that you may make a mistake and do it too early, you may do the mitzvah before Los HaShachar. And apparently he thinks that they had this Gzer is considered Bakira's Dov Menatah. Perhaps that's what he's driving at. This is considered Bakira's Dov Menatah, so they had incorporated the Tamak Gzer into the Nusach Gzer is a Mela. If you live in a generation where the whole Tamak Gzer doesn't apply, so the whole Gzer falls apart. Maybe that's what he's driving at. He doesn't explain himself.
So according to this, if you're like in a place with an Eruv, or like let's say somewhere where there's always an Eruv, like Yom Sidi or something, then you can blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah before the Shabbos.
On Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah asks that kasha, and he doesn't have a teretz. He has a very short bir halacha, 2-3 lines. He says, yes, that kasha, if they make a Reuven all over in all the cities, and everybody assumes, ain't lot of shusaram deraisa. So it's no shusaram deraisa. So the whole Zera Shema Yavarenu shouldn't apply. So how come we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Cholis B'Shabbos? He doesn't suggest any teretz. He just asks the kasha. So apparently he thinks that it's a kasha. He thinks that that's clearly Akira's Dov Men HaTorah. And they had the right to make the Gzera Stoma. They had incorporated the Tam HaGzera into the Nusach HaGzera. And when you live in a generation where the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, then he's bothered with the kasha. The whole Gzera shouldn't apply. It's a good kasha. The Bir Halacha is the kasha and doesn't have a teretz. It's a good kasha. So getting back over here in the Gemara, the Gemara quotes a Tosefta again. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, the two brises, one brise Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, one brise Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, in the name of Rabbi Akiva. The first brise he's saying on his own, not in the name of Rabbi Akiva. And the first brise says, Pa'amim sometimes, Adam Kar Kriyashma, Shtei Pa'amim Balayla. He recites Kriyashma twice in the middle of the night. The first recitation of Shema, he's yet to Kriyashma Shalayla. And the second time, even though it's in the middle of the night, he's Yotze for Kriyas Shema Shel Yom, Shel Boker. How can it be? But if it's Laila, how can it be Yotze Baboker? And Gemara says, it's Laila Yolam, Laila Hu. But since there are people who are waking up at that time, Hodekar Layom, Dikein, Shedekaimim by Hishaita. Since there are some people waking up, so he can be Yotze Kriyas Shema Shel Shachres at that time. So what does it mean in the Brisa Liyolam Leil Yehu? It's Laila after, not that it's Laila for Kriyas Shema purposes, no. It's Yom for Kriyas Shema purposes. After Alos HaShachar is Yom. So what is it Laila Benegiat Lolam, it's Laila, so it says Benegiat to the Shar Mitzvahs. Benegiat to Tzitzis and Tfilim, Benegiat to all the Mitzvahs that have to be performed by Yom. So before Hanetzach Hamo is called Laila. Is that true? Before Hanetzach Hamo is called Laila. It's like against the Mishnah Megillah. Mishnah Megillah says, Kulam imosav shamul mishol amur ha-shachah yotza. In Tilas Lulav, in Tkiya Shofar, in Bris Milo, any Dovish and Mitzvah Sabayom, Lechatchili should perform the mitzvah after Hanetzach Hamo, but if you did the mitzvah after Alos HaShachar, it's good. So this Tana disagrees. Is that true? This Tana, Rav Shimon Choy, is in disagreement with the Mishnah Megillah. That's such a famous Mishnah. Not Mistaber. So some of the Rishonim say, when the Gemara says, Li'olam Le'el Yehu, what does it mean? And the last narrow line before the wide lines, before the very wide lines. So Gemara says, Li'olam Le'el Yehu. After Alos HaShachar, before Hanetz, it's really Laila. What do you mean, Laila? So if you take the Gemara literally, Mamish Laila up until Hanetz. So this Bryce is in contradiction to the Mishnah Megillah. Machlokes HaTanaim. Hard to believe. Such a famous Mishnah Megillah. So the Rishonim say the Pashtus is not Li'olam Le'el Yehu, means Midrabbanan. We don't allow you to perform the mitzvah Shel Yom. We don't allow you to blow shofar, to perform a bris milah, to say hallel, or to shake the lulav after alos hashachar. That's the exam of the rabbanon li'olam le'el yehu. But when they get to kriyashma, since there are people are waking up at that time, so that's okay. That's the poshep shan. When it says li'olam le'el yehu, it means laila when they get to shar mitzvahs. Tosfos says. And it doesn't mean li'ikuvah. It doesn't mean it's really laila. It means lechatchila you should treat him in the rabbanon as laila. Because of the Gzeira, that's Rashi's interpretation on the Mishnah Megillah. L'chatchil, you shouldn't perform the mitzvah until Hanetz Achama.
Better according to the Haredim? Doesn't have a full vignette
of Yom. Either way. L'olam Le'el Yehu, b'negeh to the mitzvah, which is Manam Bayom, either Men HaTorah, Men HaRabbanim. Either way. But the Pashto says it doesn't really mean it's absolutely Laila that you can't be out to the mitzvahs. That's it's going to be against the Mishnah Megillah. It's hard to assume that Reb Shem Baichoy disagrees with the Mishnah Megillah. So the Pashto Pshat is, no, le'olam le'el Yehu, that l'chatchila you shouldn't do the mitzvah. Either l'chatchila deraisa, l'chatchila derabban, whatever. You treat it like Laila. Except for Kriya Shema there, you treat it like Yom.
So yeah.
That's how the Gemara says. Even l'chatchila, when is that? So Tosfos says, when? Right after Alos HaShachar. Tosfos says, no, Mashiachar is Chavera, Berichuk Dal Arama, so Mashiachar Mitchelis Lelovon, whatever, some kind of Mashiachar or another. It doesn't mean immediately 5 minutes after Alos HaShachar. It means 45 minutes, an hour after Alos HaShachar. When you reach the point of Mashiachar, that's discussed on Testament days. That's what Tosfos touches up on. So that's the first brisa. That a person can recite Kriya Shema twice by Laila, once before Alos HaShachar, once after Alos HaShachar, and even after Alos HaShachar, l'chatchila you're not allowed to fulfill any domish mitzvah by Yom, so you really shouldn't be allowed to recite Kriya Shema. So we say, no, Kriya Shema is the exception to the rule. We do permit you to recite Kriya Shema before Hanetz HaChama, because there are people waking up at that time.
The Adaras was not talking about Kriya Shema, or he was doing Kriya Shema before Mashiach.
No, there is about Kriya Shema before Mashiachir.
Is that what he was talking about?
No, he was talking about Lulav before Hanetz HaChama. Lulav and Hallel before Hanetz HaChama. So he said that Bizman Hazeh, since every shul has a clock hanging on the wall, and a lot of Balabatim have watches, so the Gzeira doesn't apply. And the assumption like Rashi, that the Mishnah that says you shouldn't perform a mitzvah before Hanetz HaChama is only a Gzeira Rabbanan. So the Gzeira doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh, because the whole time Gzeira doesn't apply. And they quote this. The Chemed was around at that time. Ratzvi Pesach Frank was around. So they, and Eretz Yisrael. So they all write he fought it out with the other Rabbanim. He was an original thinker. The Aderis had his original opinions on Kol HaTorah Kuli. He had Hoiruas. He had his unique psak about everything. That's why the Balabatim fired him. He was a rabbi in Panevish, and then he had trouble from the Balabatim. You read in his Shuvas, they published some of his Shuvas. Everything is different from everybody else. He has his own Dusach and Birchas HaTorah. And someone asked him, where'd you get it from? He got it from a Tosfos Rit. Who reads Tosfos Rit? We read Rashi and Tosfos. A Dusach from the Tosfos Rit. He was a different kind of a person. He was one of the Gedolei Ador. He had his own unique style in Hayroah. Different stuff.
It appears that he's saying something else. Doesn't he say that when it comes to these shar mitzvahs outside of the
Kriya Shema,
there's a Yom and a Laila. In Krishna, they have the it's got a Yom left.
Right. Yeah. But so what does it mean that Leolam Leil Yehu up until Hanetzacham, up until sunrise is Laila? It means Yamamish Nad Yetzin Etilas Lulav. That's like against the Mishnah Megillah. The main theme, what you're saying, that's what it says in the Gemara. Leolam it's Laila, and Kriyashma is different because Kriyashma doesn't depend on Yom Laila. Kriyashma depends on B'shach B'chav Kumech. That's what it says in the Gemara. But the Shad, what do you mean that it's Laila? After Alois HaShachar, before Hanetzacham is Laila. It's against the Mishnah Megillah. Either Rav Shimon Bar Yochai disagrees with the Mishnah Megillah, which is hard to believe. Such a famous Mishnah, the Gemara should say, the Bavli Yerushalmi, someone should say on the Mishnah that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and the Tosefta disagrees. So the Pashtus is when the Gemara says Li'olam Leil Yehu, it means Lachatchili treat it like Laila. Either according to Rashi with the Rabbanon or according to the Sefer Haredim, it's Min HaTorah. Li'olam Leil Yehu Lachatchili treat it like Laila. For Kriya Shema, it's even good Lachatchila to say Kriya Shema before, yeah. That's the Gemara. In the next daf, we're going to talk about the Vasikin. The Vasikin means Chasidim Anshei Maise. So they used to start davening in such a way that they recited Kriya Shema right before Hanetzachama, and then they were Masmach Gula L'Tfila, and they would say the Shemana Esrei right after. They would say the Shemana Esrei right after. Yeah, a lot of there are Vasikin Minyanim today, all over the country. There are Vasikin Minyanim. It's not so difficult to have a sikh. The Gemara tells earlier, the Gemara tells there was one of the Chachamim. Where's that Gemara? The Gemara says there was one of the Chachamim who had a smile on his face the whole day because he succeeded in being Masmach Gula L'Tfila. What do you mean? Everybody has Smichas Gula L'Tfila. So what's so unusual about that? Oh. So Tosis says he did Smichas Gula L'Tfila like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, feel like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, it'll like vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like Vasikin. So what's so difficult? So the answer is, if you have a watch, you look like